Today is Rosh Chodesh, so I want to just review some of the halachot to do with Rosh Chodesh. The most significant change or addition to the tefillah, besides obviously tefillah musaf, is the fact that we say Yalev Yavo in the Amida just before, in the Bracha of Ritzay, and also in Birkat HaMazon. So if one forgets Yalev Yavo in Birkat HaMazon, one doesn't have to repeat the benching, because there's no chiyuv of a Seuda on Rosh Chodesh, even though there's an Issur Ta'anit, there's not absolutely a chiyuv for eating, and therefore seeing as you bichlal don't have to eat and you bichlal don't have to bench, so therefore, if you were to miss out Yalev Yavo, it's not Ma'akev. That's in Tefillah, however, that's at Ma'ariv, it's not Ma'akev. So if you missed out Yalev Yavo at Ma'ariv, you don't have to repeat the Amidah. This is for two reasons. Number one, because they weren't Mekadesh the Chodesh at night. So even in the times of the Beit HaMikdash, they weren't always sure whether it was Rosh Chodesh at night. And secondly, because Ma'ariv is a Roshut, it's an optional Tefillah in any event. That's, however, at Shacharit and Mincha, if you miss out Yalev Yavo, you have to repeat the Amidah. So Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach has an interesting observation, interesting question on this. That's a person who has forgotten Mincha to say Yalev Yavo, he needs to repeat the Amidah. He davened in a minyan, now does he need to go and say the second Amidah in another minyan? Obviously, if he hasn't got a minyan, there's only one Mincha minyan in town, that he's got no choices. But if he lives in a place where there's several mincha minyanim, so does he have to go to the next shul to daven mincha later when he's going to repeat the Amidah? So Rav Shlomo Zalman says that he doesn't, because he's fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillah betzibur. It's just that he now needs to say Yalev Yavo. He can't say Yalev Yavo not in the context of an Amidah, but he's only saying the Amidah in order to enable him to say Yalev Yavo, and it's not the first tefillah wasn't valid in any sense. That's Rosh Chodesh is a minor festival, and as such, that's one's allowed to do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Nevertheless, the minhag is that the women don't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh. Rabbi Yaakov Emden brings down that in some places, ideally, men also shouldn't do malacha on Rosh Chodesh, but essentially the minhag is that women don't do malacha. The question is, what type of malacha is it that they don't do? So some poskim say that it's malacha kaveda, that's a heavy type of exertion, but light malacha they can do. It's one of these interesting shilas, because it's not the Shulchan Aruch and the classical commentaries, you know, just recognize there's this minhag. They don't talk about the details of the minhag. It's obviously something that people knew, you know, what it meant, that and wasn't needed to be codified. In any event, Rav Shlomo Zalman in Shalmei Moed is brought down as saying that the minhag is that women don't do kavisa, they don't do laundry, and they don't do tefira, they don't stitch clothes either. But other types of malacha is permitted. And he also says that to use a washing machine is permitted for women on Rosh Chodesh, because it's not a malacha kaveda. He's just putting the laundry in and pressing a button. That's Rav Moshe Sternbach discusses the bracha for Hallel on Rosh Chodesh. We've pointed out on a previous occasion that as far as Hallel, bracha of Hallel is concerned, that's, there's three opinions. The opinion of the Mechaber that you don't say bracha at all. Another opinion that you say bracha only but Sibor. And a third opinion, which is the general opinion of Ashkenazim, is that we say a bracha even if we're davening by ourselves, but it is better to daven in a tzibur and to say the bracha in a tzibur. Rav Moshe Sternbach in Tshuvot Hanhagot has a bit of a chiddush, where he says that seeing as this bracha is a bracha on a minhag, and it's a minhag to say the bracha, therefore you don't really need kavana to be yotzei with the bracha, and therefore if you just hear the bracha and say amen, even if you didn't have specific kavana to be yotzei, you're still yotzei, and therefore he says the best practice is to say the bracha even either along with the shliach tzibur or before the Shliach Tzibur, and then to respond Amen, rather than to say Amen to the Shliach Tzibur and then to say the Bracha, because if one does that, then one has very likely fulfilled the Bracha, the mitzvah of saying the Bracha already. That's my question on that, is why you can't just have negative Kavana with the Bracha of the Shliach Tzibur, then even if you say Amen, you won't be Yotzei, and then you could say the Bracha yourself. That's Rosh Chodesh is a day which is prohibited with Tarnit and Hesped, so you're not allowed to fast, and you're also not allowed to give a funeral eulogy. That's there's no particular mitzvah of simcha, but sad things are prohibited, and therefore Rav Moshe Sternbach makes the observation that also one shouldn't discuss things which are upsetting to discuss on Rosh Chodesh, because even though you don't have to be happy, you mustn't be miserable. That's the Shir Shel Yom for Rosh Chodesh is Baruch Inafshi, Psalm 104. Many communities, perhaps most communities, say first the Shir Shel Yom because it's Tadir, and then they go on to Baruch Inafshi as well. The opinion of the Vilna Gaon was that you only ever say one Shir Shel Yom, and so on Rosh Chodesh you just say Baruch Inafshi, and you don't say the regular Shir Shel Yom. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, was of the opinion that nevertheless one should still say Hayom Yom Rishon B'Shabbat or whatever, because there's the mitzvah of Zachoret Yom HaShabbat L'Kadosh, which the Ramban understands to mean that every day you should be aware of what day it is in the count up to Shabbat. Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank makes the observation that don't say Shebo Hayu Halavrim Omrim Beit HaMikdash, because that would imply that always on a Sunday, always on a Monday, you say Baruch Inafshi, which isn't the case. Ad Kan Chodesh Tov.